A nonprofit organization that harvests and distributes fruit to food banks and soup kitchens says it needs a major benefactor to ensure thousands of kilograms of plums, apples, and pears don't end up rotting on the ground this fall. Volunteers with the Life Cycles Project typically pick fruit and other produce for Greater Victoria homeowners who can't or don't want to do it. The harvested fruit, apples, plums, pears, figs, and quince, eventually makes its way to the Mustard Seed Food Bank and as many as 40 other social service agencies. The organization, which was founded 30 years ago, survives on single-year grants, private donations, and volunteers, said Jess Gunnarsson, chair of the board of the nonprofit organization. But after funding sources dwindled last year, the harvest was almost cancelled. Last year we were faced with having to scale back significantly, as funding had dried up, putting popular programs like the Fruit Tree Project in doubt, Gunnarsson said. A last-minute appeal resulted in an impressive volume of donations, he said, enough for the program to continue until this year. After that, the future is uncertain. This seems to be the new reality for nonprofits, just surviving year to year, said Gunnarsson. While we can do meaningful work with what we have, what we need is a major benefactor who can promise us stable multi-year funding. The funding would give the organization the ability to hire a full-time program coordinator for its fruit tree project, so it could increase the number of volunteers needed. The organization currently has only one paid staff member who manages the office, writes grant proposals, and does general administration work as well as overseeing volunteers, Gunnarsson said. Right now we have to turn people away due to limitations placed on existing staff. To maximize our programs, we need to create an infrastructure to manage both donors and volunteers. He said the group needs about $50,000 a year in stable core funding for the new position, ideally from one benefactor or organization. Every day I drive by a house with a fruit tree in the garden. When I see the fruit in that unpicked tree slowly rotting, I think of an opportunity lost. Similarly here, I feel that we have a duty and responsibility to the community to come up with a solution that will enable us to continue to deliver our sustainable food security programs. Programs offered by Life Cycles also include the Victoria Seed Library, where people can check out locally adapted vegetable seeds in the spring and return in the fall with seeds from the propagated plant, and the Welland Community Orchard in View Royal, a community garden that is home to almost 200 fruit trees and vines. For more information, go to lifecyclesproject.ca. Pere at timescolonist.com. > to comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters at timescolonist.com.